Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 31st, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports in his Power On newsletter that in just a few weeks, Apple will announce standard iPhone 15 models that ditch the notch for the dynamic island design that the company introduced last year. Along with the highly anticipated USB-C connector replacing the Lightning connector, the Pro and Pro Max models are said to be using low injection pressure over molding, or LiPo, designed to shrink the border around the display to 1.5 millimeters, down from the current 2.2. Apple started using LiPo in the Apple Watch Series 7 and reportedly plans to bring it to the iPad eventually. Apple also announced it's aware of screen time issues where settings are resetting without warning. This is particularly an issue for parents who use the downtime settings feature to remotely schedule off-limits time for kids and restrict some apps and content. Apple previously reported the issue got fixed with iOS 16.5 back in May, but the Wall Street Journal says in its testing, the problem persists, even using the iOS 17 public beta. On Friday, SpaceX launched aerospace company Hughes Network Systems' Jupiter 3 satellite, carried almost 18,000 miles above the Earth's surface by a Falcon Heavy rocket before being launched into orbit. Manufacturer Maxar Technologies said that the satellite appears to be healthy and has activated its solar panels and is communicating with controllers on Earth. Jupiter 3 is said to be the largest commercial communication satellite ever built and is designed to quadruple Hughes' download speeds for satellite internet customers to 100 megabits per second when it goes into service later this year. No word on pricing for those faster speeds. Some Reddit users noticed that Samsung's Galaxy S23 Ultra, which can shoot 8K video at 30 frames per second, has quietly lost the option that enabled higher bitrate videos. The video's bitrate, which once could be toggled up to 100 megabits per second, is now 80 megabits per second following a July security update. Android Police speculates that the high bitrate option might have been lowered to cut down on stuttering and jerkiness in the final video. The Financial Times sources say that Shenzhen-based Luxshare Precision Industry, the sole assembler of the upcoming Vision Pro headset, is setting itself up for more business with Apple by being prepared to test crazy ideas in its factories. Luxshare started by producing iPhone and MacBook connectors and now also makes components for AirPods, the Apple Watch, and the iPhone. While Foxconn is still considered the iPhone maker, Luxshare will join in production of Apple's iPhone 15 series starting in August, and sources say it's received a record share of orders and will be assembling premium models for the first time. In a blog post on Friday, Google announced a new vision language action model called the Robotics Transformer 2, or RT2, designed to let robots understand everyday tasks like throwing out the trash by training on information and images from the internet. The company says RT2 nearly doubled the robot's performance on previously unseen scenarios and can also use rudimentary reasoning to respond to user commands. Sony announced a new PS5 software beta update with Dolby Atmos support that would allow the PS5's 3D audio to play on a compatible HDMI device like a home theater or a soundbar. The update also adds more accessibility components, like the ability to add a second controller for assistance during gameplay. It also has 8 GB of M.2 SSD storage. That's up from 4 GB. The beta will roll out to some PS5 beta testers in the US, the UK, Canada, Germany, Japan, and France. Microsoft announced on its Windows Insider blog that it's testing a Windows 11 update that automatically adjusts refresh rates on multiple monitors depending on the content being displayed. This should improve power usage and less fan use on GPUs, and will help refresh rate dependent multitasking, like if you're playing a game and watching a video at the same time. The latest Canary Channel builds of Windows 11 also have dynamic refresh rate, or DRR, improvements for laptops, and if battery saver is enabled, Windows will lower the refresh rate of the screen until it's disabled. Finally, Amazon announced it achieved its fastest Prime speeds ever in the U.S. this last quarter, with more than 1.8 billion units delivered to Prime members so far this year, and in the 60 largest U.S. metro areas, more than half of orders are arriving either same or next day. The company says it plans to double the amount of delivery sites in the coming years to increase same-day delivery options for millions of items that still are currently unavailable to be delivered that quickly. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane, and I thank you for listening. Have a great day. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.